Welcome back to the Smith Center. Byron Kerr with Maurice Joseph, head coach for George Washington tonight. The Towson Tigers in town, and coach, the Princeton game, 15-9 lead, down by 7 at the break. They go up again in the second half. You guys make a nice comeback to cut it to 48-45 with possession, but then unfortunately they want a little bit of a run, and it was similar to what Vermont did. So tell me about your solution for those situations when you claw your way all the way back into the game, but then can't sustain it from there.
Yeah, we looked at those two situations really closely because they're eerily similar. You know, Vermont, we were down 10. We came out the second half with unbelievable energy and tied the game. And then against Princeton, on the road, down two starters, you know, we come back into a three-point game with under 8 minutes left. And then, then they went on a monster run. But in right. both those games, two things were really glaring. It's shot selection. You know, we weren't taking very good shots. We weren't taking quality shots. And then ball toughness. We weren't taking care of the ball. We, you know, against Princeton last game, we were down 3, 8 minutes left, and we had two straight turnovers. And then we got a technical foul, and then they made two free throws and a three pointer, and it went from 5 to 10 in a heartbeat. You know, so we gotta be able to handle the emotions of a game down the stretch. We gotta be able to take good shots. We gotta be able to take care of the ball, you know. So all those things contributed to us giving up big runs when we worked so hard to claw our way back. You know, you can attribute that to youth and inexperience or whatever it is, you know, but the bottom line is we got to do a better job in those situations because it's two straight games now that's happened. So we looked at those things. Hopefully we've learned from them, and now we're looking forward to moving on to a Towson team who we feel if we take care of the ball and we rebound and we get back in transition D, we feel we have a chance to be successful.
Arnaldo Toro is out to injury, so you've had to shuffle up things in the front court. And Javier Langarica, obviously you don't want the technical foul, but he did have 7 points, 5 rebounds, and he was 2 of 6 from the field, but a couple of those shots could have gone in. He made some nice moves down low in the paint, and besides controlling his emotions, you got to be pretty happy with what Javier has been able to do the last few games.
Yeah, he's showing flashes. He's showing flashes of being able to compete here, and he's going to need to continue to grow and handle the emotions of a game and play with some more grit and toughness and produce for us and knock down shots and defend and just play hard and compete, you know, because he's going to get more of an opportunity now. And, you know, that's what he wants, and that's what he's wanted. That's what he's worked for, and now it's here for him. So he's done a good, better job in practice and in games of being, you know, more productive and a little bit more aggressive and understanding the landscape of what we're trying to accomplish on both ends of the floor. Right. He's become a little bit more vocal. He's speaking up a little bit more in film. So he's a young guy that's really growing within himself, and now he's going to have to grow even faster because he's going to have an opportunity now.
Well, interesting, because Towson just played Vermont, similar to you guys, and they saw the Duncan kids hit a lot of threes, 11 of them in that game, and had to succumb, had to battle, but eventually succumbed in that game. And you look back at that matchup, just like with you guys, you didn't want to give up the three, so you have to be careful, perimeter defense, and you have to watch out for Brian Fobbs, who seems to be a CAA Player of the Year candidate.
Yeah, he's a talented kid, left-handed. He's a tough driver. A tough shot maker. Mm-hmm. He's shooting the ball over 40% right now, and you know he's doing a great job of anchoring them from a production standpoint. And then, you know, Tobias Howard is also doing a great job. Those two guys are double digit scorers, and he's doing a good job shooting the ball at 35%. And he's a guy that can make tough shots. Both those guys have the ultimate green light and extremely confident, extremely capable. Mm-hmm. So we got to make sure that those guys are tough. You know, last couple games we've played guys who have had, you know, two top guys or three top guys who are really top heavy, that there's a drop off in production. So we got to make sure that we cater to those top guys, but that we make sure that their other guys remain peripheral guys. We can't have, you know, a 4 point per game scorer come out and score 13, 14 points like we saw against Vermont, like we saw against Princeton, you know. So we got to do a better job of really locking in on the scouting report and doing our best job possible of catering to their top dogs, Fobbs and Howard.
A couple of bigs that can rebound and are tough, and Dennis Tonstall, the redshirt junior, who's 6'9", and we remember Nakai Sanders from his play at Duquesne at 6'8", 240. Both can block shots and both can get rebounds. So rebounding's been a weakness early on. You got to get tough against those two guys.
Yeah, that's going to be one of our deals all year. You know, right now we're not terribly we're not terribly efficient on the glass in terms of defensive rebounding percentage, you know, so we got to do a better job there. But it's you know, it's not all about size. It's a lot of it is about will and a desire to want to go mix it up and get in there and get your nose bloody to go rebound and have five guys willing to go do it by committee, you know. So we're not – with Toro out, Toro's a guy who you can – you know, you can just chalk up 10 rebounds to him. But yeah, with him out, you know, we got to go have guys – you know, our point guards, our wings, we got to go out have guys in there that want to go get 7-8 rebounds themselves and be greedy and be selfish. Look, I preach selflessness all the time. I will welcome a selfish rebounder any day of the week, you know. So we have to have guys who have that will, and we talked about that. We drill that in practice, and we're gonna have to gang rebound not just tonight but for the rest of the year because we don't have a great deal of size.
Great stuff. Good luck tonight, Coach, against the Tigers.
Thanks, Brian.
That is Maurice Joseph. Your starting lineups are next from Smith Center on the GW Basketball Network.